time to talk some racing and real spring feel starting to get in the air when you look at the fields for Saturday, Rosehill Gardens, the Rosebud. Now, though, we're joined by trainer Mark Newnham. Mark, good morning to you.
Morning, Gerald. Morning, Oz.
Good to have you on the show again, mate. And yesterday, Matchalate, this Maurice Colt, broke its maiden, and you said it's on a spring champion path. I bet you're looking forward to seeing how he goes on a dry track. He's yet to do so.
Yeah, and that's the weather we've had in Sydney. I mean, he had three runs in the autumn, all on heavy tracks. You spell them, you come back, and they're still on heavy tracks. So it'll be interesting to see how he reacts when he does see good ground, but at least we know he does handle the wet.
So we head to, what, the Gloaming next, or is there a race between then?
Oh, he'll probably run in the Ming Dynasty. Yeah. That's a month away. He'll have his races, you know, spaced at the moment as a build-up towards that. But, look, he showed stakes class ability at two. You know, I'd like to think he's improved a fair bit since then, and he's got a strong enough pedigree to suggest that, you know, he'll run at least 10 furlongs.
Mark, I reckon every couple of months we talk about racing here in New South Wales and talking about how good it is and, you know, with another increase in prize money. From your perspective, how good is it?
Oh, it's like getting a pay rise every 3 months, you know, because that's what it is, because the prize money's across the board. So, you know, every time you're winning or even running a place, you're collecting a little bit more, and that's all the participants. So, you know, you certainly won't get any argument from us.
Does that transfer over, Mark, do you think, to people that haven't been involved in the racing industry before getting involved?
Yeah, look, there's certainly a lot more interest, especially from people who have raced horses outside of New South Wales previously. I've got a new client on board who races horses in Singapore, and he's decided now, after looking at what's happening in Sydney racing, that he'd like to race some horses here. And I got an email yesterday from a guy in New Zealand who wants to send one over, and that's simply because of prize money.
There you go. Expat won the Bell of the Turf there at Gosford late last year. Millie Fox winner as well in the autumn. What's the plans with her going forward?
She's trialling tomorrow, and then she'll have one or two runs leading into the Golden Pendant, which is Group 2, 1400 Rose Hill. She loves Rose Hill, so that looks an ideal target race for her. And then hopefully she gets an invitation to the invitation, which is the 1400-metre mares race at Randwick here for $2 million. So, you know, she's won a couple of group races now. Whether she's quite good enough to get a Group 1 on the scoreboard, who knows, but there's plenty of prize money to be won by her.
Expat, she's, again, one of those horses. You look at her, she's had 15 career starts and only three runs on good tracks, which she has recorded a win. You know she can handle the heavy, but all the indications are that a good track will be fine for her as well.
Yeah, and look, she's just a good on-pace, tough mare, good winning record, 8 wins already, you know, a couple of group races. With her, you sort of know what you're going to get. She leaves the gates quickly, gets control of a race and fights really hard. So, you know, we're not at the bottom of her yet.
What about the plans for Big Parade?
Yeah, he'll trial in 2 or 3 weeks' time, and then his preparation will probably be a combination of Sydney and Melbourne. With all the sprint options open at the moment, Melbourne have also given their sprints quite a boost in prize money, obviously, to try and attract some horses away from the Everest and even the Sydney Stakes. I mean, he won the Sydney Stakes last year and it was worth $500,000. This year it's worth $2 million. So if you don't get an Everest berth and you go around in the Sydney Stakes, it's certainly worthwhile, you know, especially he's a gelding, so we're not trying to enhance his stud career. It's all about prize money for him.
You had Spirit Ridge run in a Metrop last year, and he's getting a bit older, but what's the plans with him?
Oh, he's likely retired now. Yeah. He's really done his job. He just really lost interest in the game. There's nothing physically wrong with him, but the legs are just not as quick as they used to be.
What are some other horses trialling that we need to keep an eye on, Mark?
We've got Seven Vales resuming next week in the Silver Shadow. She won the Group 2 Riesling and then ran in the Slipper. She's only had 3 career starts, so You know, she's got a bit ahead of her. There's the filly series for her, hopefully culminating in the flight stakes. And Very Fine Red, who was unlucky in a stakes race in Melbourne last spring. She's back in work. Dragonstone Hill trial in a couple of weeks. So there's a few there.
58 winners last season. How'd you assess it?
Look, it wasn't as good as the year before. Although we still won, three Group 2 races and a couple of Group 3s. But when I closed the Warwick Farm stables 6 or 7 months ago, that impacted on our numbers. And that just became, you know, logistically impossible for me to be going between the two stables constantly. And we've had a reduction from 75 to 50 in work. So unfortunately, that does impact on your winners. But I'd rather try and concentrate now on getting, a high percentage of stakes horses. I mean, everybody does. But we've got some nice quality horses there to do that with.
And how are you going with sourcing staff? I know it's an issue for a lot of trainers, Mark, but I guess with the world opening up more and more as well, has that assisted in getting the staff into your stables?
Well, that's probably one of the things that has helped me is that closing the Warwick Farm stable, I brought a couple of those staff over to Randwick, and we're going pretty well at the moment. I'm on the lookout for another Irish apprentice, another Robbie Dolan or Tom Sherry. So there's opportunities there for them. And now that the borders are opened up, it's going to be a bit easier.
Well, good luck for the spring. Appreciate the time as always.
Terrific. Thanks, guys.